Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome back. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Always great to be with you, and always nice to have your wonderful company to talk about wonderful people who are doing some great things in our community. Let me tell you, I have two ladies that I have not talked to in quite some time. So we're going to, officially dub this a reunion edition of Community Focus to talk about an event that I cannot believe 20 years in the making. As I, Renee Vaughn, am so happy to share, along with Radio Family, the 20th Annual Cancer Awareness Gala benefit that is with Friends of Faith and Hope. And with that said, Darlene Evans and Tina Pagese, hello, my sisters. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you back. How have you been? We haven't talked in so long.
I've been so blessed, so grateful. Yeah. Just
you look fabulous,
life,
both of
just
you.
Celebrating.
Absolutely.
What we do.
And I want to say personally, Tina and Darlene, thank you for what you do. I just mentioned the 20th. Here we are in 2023. So this literally started back in early 2000s, 2003.
Yes, it did. It really did.
Excellent.
So we are very excited to be celebrating 20 years of Friends of Faith and Hope. And down through the years, we've had the opportunity to be a blessing to many families. And,
Absolutely. You
know, once they become our family, they become our friends. So
yes, yes.
We are just excited.
And that's why the name of the organization is so fitting, Friends of Faith and Hope. Well, we already introduced yourself. Share us a little bit about FOFH, or Friends of Faith and Hope. Give us the backstory on that, Darlene.
Friends of Faith and Hope started at the death of my goddaughter, Letitia, that died at age 16. So I wanted to turn my ashes into beauty to give to those that could not afford, or just give back love and support and encouragement to those that was in need of cancer, that was going through with cancer.
Right. And I know that had to have been a very difficult time for the family when you have a loved one so young,
yes,
to be taken so soon by such a devastating disease, because it made me think, and as we're having our conversation, doing a little research here on the side, and I'm looking at a question that many people likely will ask, well, who gets cancer? And the response is basically anyone can get it, although the risk goes up with age. But to have someone only 16 years young, just starting life, and then have it so tragically shortened.
Yes, it was so devastating to me and the loss. So I wanted to encourage with others that didn't have to know, but just wanted to give back, because I felt what I dealt with Letitia, that everybody needs someone to give them that hope and encouragement while they're going through.
Absolutely. And hence, how did, in addition to remembering or honoring her memory, did the concept of having a gala benefit come about?
Well, we just kept doing different things. Our first event that we did was just a fish fry.
Wow, and just a simple, typical,
simple
everyday
fish fry on the back of two flatbeds as a stage.
Yeah,
at the A&T Farm.
Wow.
So we just have grown so much, and we just decided we want to be face to face with our honorees and just show them love and to love on them and let them know we are there to support them. So we begin to do the gala.
Wonderful. And then we fast forward 20 years later. Here we are about to do it again. Of course, we'll share the dates, and the location has definitely changed.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful location that we'll go into detail about. Now, Darlene, where did your friendship and relationship and vice versa with Tina begin? How did you two meet and come together to put all of this together? So, Tina, I'm going to address that question to you.
I met Darlene because I have a set of twins, my daughters. Their name was Faith and Hope.
Yes.
And through my sister.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Knowing one of Darlene's friends,
right,
when she heard about the event that she was having, she said, she told Darlene that, I know two girls, that little girls named Faith and Hope. And Darlene was like, I gotta have them there. So Faith and Hope was like five or six years old
at the
first gala. Not gala, but at the A&T Farm. And they gave the welcome. And ever since then, that's how we became connected. And ever since then, we've always stayed connected, being helping however we can.
Absolutely.
So right now, Faith and Hope are very instrumental in this year's gala.
Excellent.
And it's just a friendship and a family that God has really placed us together like this.
So you say at that time, five or six. Now, if we do the math correctly, 20 years later, your girls are in their 20s now.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Does it seem like time has flown by?
Yes, it has.
Excellent. And so how fitting, and of course, how apropos, that's how really the name of the organization, Friends of Faith and Hope, came about as the namesake of your girls.
No. Darlene came up with the name.
Okay.
It came about by four postal workers.
Okay.
We decided, because one of our postal workers had cancer.
Okay.
And we was trying to decide a name. I said, well, we're friends. And we just came up with the Friends of
Faith and Hope. But how ironically, though, that after you meet Tina, your daughters happen to be named Faith and Hope. So it really does tie in together nicely. That's a beautiful, beautiful backstory. Well, let's indeed talk about the date, because number one, it's celebrating the reunion of lives.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically your theme. And it's actually taking place on Saturday, October 28th of this year, of course, 4 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be at a very familiar location, George K's Banquet Hall. So you go from the A&T Farm to George K's. So talk about really the growth of how this event in the last 20 years. Talk about that, especially when it comes to honoring and remembering recipients that especially we have either lost a cancer or who are really cancer survivors?
Well, we have lost a few. We have, I would say, over 100 wow. honorees.
Yeah.
But the family's connecting. So it's been thousands of lives that we have touched with friends.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the loss of honorees that we've done, I would say maybe about 25.
Mm-hmm.
But we still keep in touch with the families.
Excellent.
That we have honored just to let them make sure we're still there to support them.
Wonderful.
Because they're the person that we did honor, you know, they were so dear to us. And
mm-hmm.
I keep it, and we have a ministry that we send out cards to mm-hmm. all of those that we helped and we always doing. So mm-hmm. I just want to, we started from the A&T Farm, but we've been at the
Various locations,
yes,
actually.
Emerson
yeah.
Suites, Marriott, mm-hmm. so back at George,
at George K's. Yeah.
And we're grateful for that location because it's very in the middle, and we just want to celebrate the 20th year
yeah.
of more so like family mm-hmm. coming back for
absolutely.
The reunion. So we're looking forward for old-timers, new people to come,
yeah.
but more so the ones that we celebrated from before and the ones that we're doing on this year.
And just to say, ladies, thank you so much, because no doubt the support from not just the families, but from the community as a whole.
Absolutely.
That have supported you in these last 20 years and hopefully will continue to do so for another 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, even though there has been mass advancements in cancer research, unfortunately, it's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still claiming the lives of people every day, from young ones mm-hmm. such as your niece to older adults, even babies. I've heard, you know, sadly, reports of young ones younger than 16 who are being diagnosed with cancer. But it doesn't, it's still hope in that this research and really the advancement that's allowing those with cancer to live longer mm-hmm. and to live normal, productive lives yes. as possible. And to be able to have an event such as this that honors them, that recognizes them. And I think above all else, Darlene and Tina, it allows them the dignity
yes, yes.
that they have. And even though they're dealing with this disease, they still can be loved, receive love, and give love in return.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just love the fact that we can continue in this great conversation. Now, we did say George K's Banquet Hall. By the way, the physical address is 2108 Cedar Fork Drive in Greensboro. And we want to say and give a shout out that your mistress of ceremony this year is Pastor Sonia Blair. Yes. And you're going to have some great music by Marcus B. Smooth.
Yes.
So you got a great lineup there, ladies. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we take our first break of the morning. And again, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Family, you are so welcome. Oh, it's good to have you here.
Yes.
And it's great to have your company as well, radio family. Indeed, we'll take a quick break and come back. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll return right after this. Good morning, radio family, and welcome. It is that time again to engage in great conversation, the weekend edition of Community Focus. It officially gets underway here on our Odyssey stations to talk about good people who are doing good things in our community. I call this the reunion edition because I haven't talked to these two wonderful ladies in quite some time. So this will be an opportunity to get caught up, as I want to say good morning to Darlene Evans and Tina C. Pegues. They are here to talk about Friends of Faith and Hope, the 20th annual Cancer Awareness Gala Benefit. Ladies, it's good to have you back. It's been a while.
Yes, absolutely.
And it is so great that we're talking 20 years that this gala has benefited not only families, but it's benefited communities. And you're back to talk with me about this wonderful event that is celebrating the reunion for lives. And let's talk about, ladies, as we're getting our great conversation underway, how many recipients do we have for this year?
This year we have five.
Okay.
Five recipients this year.
Excellent. Do you mind sharing names?
We have Charlie Evans, Ivory Carwell, Luther Montague, Cheryl Anderson, and Jamal King.
And let me just say, Darlene, you are excellent because she just did that from memory. Radio film. She has no notes. It's all up in here, and I'm pointing to my brain. So well done.
Thank you. Well done
for our five survivors who are going to be honored. Obviously, their families are going to be in the house, and we're encouraging those of you, Radio family, to come out and support the event. The date is going to be Saturday, October 28th, starting at 4 p.m. at a well-known location, a beautiful venue, by the way. And I think many of you will know immediately when I say George K's Banquet Hall, which is at 2108 Cedar Fork Drive in Greensboro. And if individuals want to make donations, how do they go about doing that, ladies?
Well, you have a couple ways that you can give. We have a Zelle account set up.
Okay.
Or you can just contact Ms. Darlene Evans or Ms. Deborah Ford. And you
can mail check payable to the P.O. Box, 13995 Yanceyville Street. My phone number is 336-965-1583 for any other information for donation.
And I do believe, because you've given me a flyer here, I appreciate it, and I don't think Deborah will mind if we share her contact information. So Deborah Ford can also be contacted. Same area code, 215-8897. And we'll repeat the contact information. In the 20 years, Darlene and Tina, that you have done this, one of the wonderful things about it is that you've stayed in contact with many of the families that you have helped. Do you recall, is there one just, I don't know, off of the top of your head, any like special occasion, whether it was a family or when you had the gala benefit, that just really touched your heart?
Yes, I really have a few.
Well, share as many as you like.
It would be Miss Ovidia Burt and Janetta Anderson. Those two young ladies, well, they was members. Well, Ovidia Burt was a member, and Selena Schaffner. Also women just love to support the Friends of Faith, and they was diagnosed with cancer, and they passed on, and we just honored, even to this year, we'll be lighting the candle in memory of them because they was great members as well. And just love the vision of Friends of Faith and Hope and support.
And let me also say, and I didn't know, Tina, if you wanted to add anything to the conversation.
Yeah, I just want
to
add one. Ms. Wolfgang, she was a teacher at Grimsley High School, and she actually taught my daughter Hope. She was a Hebrew teacher, and she was one of our honorees one year, and she came, and just her presence, and, you know, it was really a blessing just to know her. She also has gone on, but that memory is still, you know, embedded in our hearts.
Absolutely.
We're thankful, you know, just for the opportunity to know her.
And I like that you use that word, Tina, memory, because that's the one thing that when we lose a loved one to death, whether it's cancer or whatever the means is, one, it's a painful experience to have to deal with, but at the same time, we reflect back on the, on, like you said, the memories, the happier times. And I think a lot of times for us, that's what brings the most comfort, especially when we go through the difficulties, when we, you know, when we think about a loved one that we have lost.
Yes, and I also want to do in memory of my sister, Terry Cheek, and also in memory of my nephew, Tevin Pease. He just passed maybe about two weeks ago. And he was only 29 years old when he had bone cancer. But like you said, through the memories, and we're just, you know, governing ourselves, just learning
absolutely
to be normal.
Right.
They'll always be in our hearts and minds.
Absolutely. And that's a wonderful way to look at it. And I think that's why you have had this gala benefit for 20 years, because it's been an occasion to not only gather together to remember friends and family that we have lost, I think this also can serve as an occasion to help one another heal.
Oh, yeah.
To be each other's support group so that when we need a shoulder to cry on, or we need to be around other people who understand it because they've gone through a similar situation, they know what it's like because they too have lost a loved one to this. And sadly, cancer knows no age because really, and Darlene, if you don't mind repeating the backstory for some who may not know this about you, you really started all of this through a personal tragedy in your family.
Yes. Letitia Adams was my goddaughter that died at the age of 16 with cancer, lung cancer.
Yeah. And so every year, this is a way to honor her memory as well, along with so many others. I wanted to put a personal touch on this because I've had the opportunity to attend many of the gala benefits and in the past. And I just reflect back to the wonderful way that you ladies have honored recipients, those that we have lost and are also our true cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. Those who are still with us, but they're still either receiving treatment of some sort, and they found alternative ways with which to extend their lives, and they too have been a positive impact on those who may just recently be diagnosed with some form of cancer. But what I really loved again about the benefit is the dignity that it brings to all of those who are in attendance. And it's still an occasion where, even though the emphasis is on cancer, it's also at the same time of being together as a family and having a good time.
Absolutely.
You know, because we just don't want it to be just doom and gloom for the entire evening. The one thing about this gala is really recognizing the lives. And if I do remember, and you're likely going to be doing this on the 28th, honoring the five recipients by kind of giving their life stories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. In the 20 years that you have done this, what would you say in terms of perhaps maybe some long-term goals? What are some things that you feel that you have already accomplished through this gala benefit, but what are other accomplishments that you would like to see forthcoming?
Nationwide.
There you go. I like that.
I would like to, and it will happen.
Yeah,
we will be nationwide and support others.
Absolutely,
not just here in the North Carolina. And we've been doing it to certain states, but you know, having a location of Friends of Faith all over
the United States. That's great.
But I want to say this too, Renee.
Sure.
Friends of Faith is a blessing at the community of Greensboro has been a blessing to try it to us because we have not had to have a grant, a loan.
Wow.
Every penny that we have gathered to give and support Friends of Faith is because of the community.
You, excellent.
Every, you know, person that we ask, and if you listening and you would like to donate, feel free to give me a call. But we have not had to apply for a loan, and we haven't received the grant, but we are in the process of getting
doing that,
to
right.
doing that. But for 20 years it's been supported by the community.
That's a blessing. How does that make you personally feel, Tina, when you hear this?
It makes me feel awesome that we're able to help so many people.
Absolutely.
And another thing that I want to add, and this is not the only thing that we do for our Friends of Faith, the Hope
Right.
Throughout the year, we also do Christmas, we sponsor families. Thanksgiving, we sponsor families. We do different things throughout the community throughout
Excellent.
The year. It's not just this gala.
Just
this is the main event that we have.
Right.
But we're always doing something throughout the community to assist.
And I thank you for sharing that, because when we think about individuals and their families, we think about doctor's appointments that have to be made and kept, getting that individual to various treatments, and again, just being the overall support group. So knowing that you are doing something, like you said, outside of the gala, that really impacts an individual year round, No wonder you get the support that you do. So kudos to you, Radio Family. I'm shouting out to you, community. And speaking of those donations, we wanted to emphasize there is a number of ways which you can do this. We'll start with the PayPal. So for anyone who has a PayPal account, you can send it to Friends of Faith and Hope. Yes. That's one way. You can also text the following code, FOFH2023 to 44-321. And yes, I will repeat that. Absolutely. There might be somebody driving that can't, you know, exactly. At least if you're trying to write it down, please pull over and be as safe as possible. But that text code again is F as in Frank, O as in on, F as in Frank, H as in Harry, FOFH 2023 to 44-321. We know the young people know how to do all this. Right. Old schoolers, if you want to do it the good old-fashioned way, you can simply mail a check to Friends of Faith and Hope. That's FOFH. The P.O. Box number is 13995, Greensboro, North Carolina. The zip code is 27415-3995. So again, that's FOFH, P.O. Box 13995. Greensboro, North Carolina, 27415-3995. Now, it looks like here you're also going to have this event on Zoom. Will that be available?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, let's share the Zoom information. So for those that may not have the opportunity to be with you in person, mm-hmm. they can still be with you in person mm-hmm. just by means of Zoom. So that's going to be at www.zoom.us/join, and here's the meeting ID number. It is 692-145-5087, and the passcode is 006-317. So again, the meeting ID is 692-145-5087. I'm saying this slow to give people time to write it down. And the passcode is 006317. And Darlene, if you will also add your contact information, I'm going to share Deborah Ford's information as well.
My contact information is 336-965-1583.
And if you would like to reach out to Deborah Ford, she too is at area code 336-215-8897. Ladies, is there anything in particular as far as what the community overall can continue to do in supporting Friends of Faith and Hope?
Well, we're asking them to continue to keep us in prayer. And if you would like to donate, you have already given that information. And we're just blessed. And I also want to do a shout out to Blue Diamond Flora that has mm-hmm. been really inspirational to the Friends of Faith and Hope as well.
Excellent.
And
come out to the gala.
There you go. Short, sweet, and to the point. Now, one thing I do want to add, speaking of the support, and I have to mention this gentleman because he is a very dear friend to all three of us. Mm-hmm. We share our love for him, and he's been in similar circles. He was, of course, originally, for those who have been faithful listeners of our Odyssey Radio Family, when we were formerly Intercom Communications, this gentleman was really a brother and a former co-worker to me. And I think for anyone who is either a student or faculty member or just likes to go to the games to support North Carolina A&T State University, whether it's during football or basketball season, because he does a lot of the announcing yes. for the university, I think the gentleman who I'm about to name, many of you know, either as part of the community or, again, your affiliation with A&T, I just wanted to recognize our good friend Joseph Level.
Oh, yes.
And absolutely. Joseph, who has been such a fabulous supporter of you. Now, how far back does your friendship with Joseph go, darling?
It's from Postal. I was going to say, drive.
Right. They used to have on one of our former stations when he worked at WEAL 1510. And of course, like I said, when I first came to the company, that's how I got to know Joseph. And that was back in 2000. So that's really going back. And mm-hmm. Tina, how long have you known Joseph?
I met Joseph through
Darlene. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, he's been a supporter of this event probably since its inception.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yes. So we just wanted to give a shout out to Joseph and any and all who have, for you community, have supported this. This is really a way for us to just say thank you for what you're doing and continue to do, and share the information with others. Make them aware of this event. So again, we just kind of want to repeat, if you weren't with us earlier on the program, we were engaged in great conversation. And by the way, I just wanted to take this opportunity, Darlene and Tina, to say welcome back. That's why I was so glad this was a reunion show, because we haven't seen each other particularly before COVID, mm-hmm. obviously during COVID, and now we're getting back to what most have been calling a new norm.
Yes.
Post-COVID. So it's just great. And ladies, I just appreciate everything that you're doing, not just by this event, but what you're doing for so many families that are going through this. Yes.
And yes, I did. Since you mentioned COVID,
yes.
We did continue to have the gala through COVID.
Through COVID.
However, wow. It was just on Zoom.
Zoom, yeah.
And we still had honorees. We all
excellent.
Got online.
Excellent,
It was just a true blessing.
We dressed up.
We even dressed up.
I love it.
You know, Zoom has been an amazing thing mm-hmm. for many of us, because like you said, there was a time when, you know, this pandemic initially hit and everything shut down and the world, and that's exactly right. The world stopped. It came to a standstill, because I'll be honest, and I've been in media for about as long as this gala has been in existence. I had never heard of Zoom. I didn't know anything about teleconferencing, because I was so accustomed to coming to work and being in this type of environment every day. And then all of a sudden, we're like working from home. Nobody did that mm-hmm. prior to, mm-hmm. you know, 2019, initially around 2020 when this pandemic came. And now we probably are finding more people doing activities, whether work related or, like you said, through community functions. And it's just so nice to know that Zoom really made itself, I think, worldwide, because so many people were able to stay, like you said, in communication. And what a blessing it was that you were still able to have the gala, even though you couldn't do it in person, but you were still able to do it on Zoom. I love the fact you said that you dressed up.
Renee, yes. I want to say thank you to all the Friends of Faith members.
Absolutely.
That has stayed. I have a few that's been there 20 years.
Wow, so, with you
I
from the
say
beginning.
Thank you to you, my mm-hmm. Georgia chapter, and
nice.
Those that still just come and support us. Thank you. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For all that you do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. You know who you are. So, you know, we give you a pat on the back and to say continue in the great work. Ladies, are there any closing thoughts or comments you want to share here on the program? Just anything that may be on your mind or on your heart?
I just want to say before we close that anyone that is having any challenges with cancer, we want you to know that we're here to support you.
Yeah.
We're always praying, and if you could reach out to us, we'll see if we can help you in any form or fashion.
Excellent.
But we're here to assist our community in any way we can.
Wonderful.
And thank you all that you, Renee, and all those that give and support us.
Ladies, thank you, because without this, I think that, well, who knows what could have happened mm-hmm. for many area families in our communities. Mm-hmm. But to know, especially for those who may be new to this program, who may be hearing about Friends of Faith and Hope for the first time, you have given them an outlet. You have given them the support that is needed, because a lot of times people sometimes feel that there is no help available and they feel like they're alone.
Yes.
But through great public affairs and community programs like this, we just want to say for all of us here that that never has to be the case. You'll never be alone. Mm-hmm. There will be always someone out there to help you. It's just a matter of both parties meeting. So if you are, like you said, Tina, dealing with this, don't hesitate to reach out for help, because someone will definitely reach back. So, ladies, I appreciate you. You're a blessing. Thank you for coming back on the program. I've enjoyed our reunion time together. Yes. And we won't hopefully wait nearly as long to talk about the 21st annual. So that's definitely the goal. And hopefully by that time, it will be nationwide, amen, Darlene. Yeah. So you ladies keep up the great work. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you for what you do, radio family. I know you're doing some fabulous things in our communities as well. Please keep up the wonderful work. And thank you each and every weekend for your support of this public affairs program. From me, Renee Vaughn, as always, no goodbyes, just until next time. So please stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Radio family, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.